2005-32, Ernest DeAngelis Jr., Melendez Manor as a preliminary.
This application for 10 lots was deferred April 27th of this year, pending the receipt of the deed restrictions. Vince has received them, and he told me he didn't have any problem with them. Denrec issued a letter saying that it was suitable for individual on-site septic.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval to subdivision 2005-32 for Ernest DeAngelis Jr. based on the record for the following reason. The subdivision is in accordance with the purpose of Sussex County Subdivision Code, including specifically section 99-9C of the code. The restricted covenants have been reviewed and approved. Dendrek has issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the site is suitable for individual on-site wells. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect any neighboring or adjacent properties. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. The entrance shall be subject to DLDOT's approval. A homeowners association shall be formed for the maintenance of all roads, common areas, stormwater management areas, erosion and sediment control facilities, and any buffered areas. The well on lot 8 must be moved. The restricted covenants shall contain a notice that the property is adjacent to an active railroad right-of-way and existing or permitted commercial and industrial usage. No more than 10 lots shall be permitted in the subdivision. Road naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Address Department. And final site plan approval shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-32, Ernest DeAngelis Jr., Melendez Manor as a preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2005-32.